then I will reveal myself to you. After 2 weeks, I read that again. Whatever you desire, stop. I desire that the valve in my grandbaby's throat work, Lord. He said, then when you pray, believe you've received, and it shall be yours. Not 2 months later when you take her to the doctor. So I said, Lord, I have sinned. I didn't believe your word. I ask you, Father, to forgive me for my sin of unbelief. I repent. I said, now, Father, on behalf of Mark 11:24, I desire the valve work in my grandbaby's throat. I said, thank you, Father. It's done. I walk across the street to her house. I tell her daddy, I said, Toby, God's waiting on you and me. He said, what do you mean? I said, the valve works in her throat this morning. He said, Thurman, we just come back from the doctor 2 weeks ago, and it didn't work. I said, I know. It didn't work 2 weeks ago. It didn't work earlier this morning. But I said, right now, it works. He said, how do you know it works? I said, because the Word says it does. He said, what are you telling me? I said, God's waiting on you and me. What am I supposed to do, he says. I said, you're supposed to feed her. If we believe this book, we have to act on this book because God says, faith without works is dead. You must believe me with no doubt in your heart, or you're double-minded and unstable, and won't do a thing for you. I said, Toby, God's word cannot fail. I said, feed her. He said, Thurman, you're crazy. I said, Toby, did the doctor say she'd die? He said, yes. I said, did she die? He said, no. I said, did the doctor say that she'd never breathe? He said, yes. I said, is she breathing? He said, yes. I said, did the doctor say she'd never walk? He said, yes. I said, is she walking? He said, running and playing. I said, the doctor said she'd never see. I said, is her eyes back? He said, yes. I said, don't you think it's time that we believe God's word all the way? He said, okay. What do you want me to do? I said, you got anything in here for her to eat? He said, I got a little can of applesauce. I said, open it. Put it in a bowl. He said, I got a little bottle of juice here. I said, set it down there. I called Caitlin. I said, Caitlin, honey, she was in the bedroom playing. I said, Caitlin, honey, come in here. I said, we'd been feeding her through a plug in her tummy for 10 months. Every morning, noon, and night, I'd plug a little pump that they give us with a little deal into her stomach, feed a liquid diet directly into her stomach. I've been feeding her like that for 10 months. I said, come in here, Caitlin, honey. Sit down in that chair. Set up her and eat that applesauce for granddaddy. How many of you know that's going to be one of the greatest tests you ever went through? That's my only grandbaby at the time, and the daughter of mine that brought her into the world is in eternity with God. And I'm either going to trust this book and it's going to work for me, or I'm a fool and I'm going to kill her. One of the two. She sat at that table. She ate that entire bowl of applesauce. She drank that bottle of juice, and she dumped down and run and played. And from that day to this, that valve has worked perfect. The little girl is 6 years old now. The other afternoon when I came home, about 5 o'clock, she was out there in the driveway on her bicycle, riding her bicycle all over the place. Let me tell you, I used to think I knew what faith was, but I didn't have a clue. And then when Mr. Gothard asked me to speak at this seminar, and I think about this magnificent statement, I have had the privilege to step over into the realm of faith just a little. When our King makes us a statement like it is in Ephesians 3:20, he said, and I know many of you know that, us that are Christians, and especially Baptist Christians, we're pretty familiar with the Word because we're Word people. But I realize most of you probably are just like I was. I really didn't believe these promises. But when I realized if I believed them, our King would show up for me, I realized that when He makes these awesome statements like Ephesians 3:20, I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can even think or imagine, according to the power that worketh in you. Where is that power? It's in you. It's in me. And who is that power? It's Christ. This is the mystery that was hidden before the foundations of the world. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 2, verse 3 says, all the secrets of the universe are hidden in Christ. If they're all in Christ and He's in you, then all you've got to do is learn how to pray in faith, and you can tap into this awesome realm to see God do these great and mighty things that He's doing. And I know that when God called me out as an engineer out of the workforce and began to reveal to me these mighty truths as I would build and design equipment and buildings, I first began to learn how to use these things and do these things in the workplace. I would ask the Lord as I would begin to see this. I would ask Him for everything. I mean, they could give me a piece of equipment or something somewhere that wouldn't work. And since I was the regional engineer, if nobody else could fix it, they would ask me to see if I could either get somebody to fix it or I could figure it out. Well, every time, without fail, I would always stop and pray.